Are you able to bounce out of bed in the morning and to greet the sunrise? Or are you more like me in Georgia and it really is an uphill struggle to force yourself into the land of the living every day? That's definitely you, isn't it, Georgia?
Oh, absolutely. I have about 14 alarms on my phone to get me out of bed.
I have about 14 cups of coffee to get me going in the morning. But it turns out that whether you're a morning-loving lark or a darkness-craving night owl can have very far-reaching effects on your health. By studying data from 500,000 individuals, researchers at the University of Bristol have found that women who are morning people have a much lower risk of breast cancer than those who aren't. But why? Talking to Adam Murphy, Rebecca Richmond.
So of interest to our particular study was looking at sleep characteristics in relation to breast cancer risk. And we looked at three specific sleep traits of interest. So one of those was an individual's preference to be a morning or an evening person. A second one was we asked individuals about how many hours of sleep they were getting each night. And finally, a question also asked about insomnia risk. So that's difficulty getting to sleep or waking up in the night. In these two large studies, we looked at these questions and we also looked at genetic variants, which were associated with these various sleep traits, and looked at the contribution of these towards risk of breast cancer. What we found was individuals reporting to have a preference towards the morning were actually protected against risk of breast cancer.
How much were they protected by?
In terms of looking at the extremes, so definite morning people versus definite evening people, there we actually showed a 40% reduction in risk of breast cancer.
Well, that's a fairly massive reduction for something as taken for granted as sleep.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting findings. I suppose we have to also put this in some context in terms of actually looking at absolute risk. So these 40% estimates are relative estimates. In terms of a bigger perspective, we know that 1 in 7 women will develop breast cancer at some stage during their lives. So it's really important to recognise that although sleep may be one potential modifiable risk factor, actually there are some other very important risk factors which we know about. So it's very important to, for example, maintain a healthy weight, to not smoke and to drink in moderation. And so at this stage, it's quite early findings with regards to the actual impact of sleep on breast cancer. But this work goes some way towards putting sleep on the research agenda for breast cancer.
Do we have any idea why preference for sleep time is a factor in this?
So it is quite complicated to think about what it actually is about being a morning person that protects these women. And in terms of potential mechanisms, one quite well-known hypothesis is regarding an effect of light at night, which might be a potential indicator as to why those individuals who reported to be evening people were more at risk. So the idea behind this light at night hypothesis is that individuals who stay awake later into the evening have more exposure to artificial light, and that this can cause disruption in hormone levels, which might put these women at risk. Some other potential links between morning and evening preference and breast cancer relate to potential differences in metabolism and also differences in other lifestyle behaviours.
Does it imply then that shifting your behaviour, shifting when you sleep would help, or is it a genetic thing that we can't really affect?
We did look at this, and the genetic component making up morning or evening preferences is relatively small, so around 10%. So that indicates that this behaviour is modifiable, but at this stage we think it's too early to really say that we should advocate that women, for example, get up earlier, and we need to try to make this distinction between what it is about morning preference compared with actual behaviour. Because there is some argument to say that individuals who have a tendency towards an evening preference, by disrupting that, by making them get up early, actually that could lead also to increased risk, because there's a sort of misalignment between their biological clock and their kind of social clock, as it were.
What is next for you and your group? What's the next plan?
So there is evidence to suggest that our body clock is also potentially important for other conditions and other diseases. And other types of cancer have also been suggested to be potentially impacted by these various sleep-related exposures. So we're going to also hopefully look at other types of cancer and also other types of diseases using the same type of methods that we've been applying in this study, and look at those particularly on risk of disease.
Rebecca Richmond, she was speaking with Adam Murphy, and that work has just been presented at the National Cancer Research Institute's Cancer Conference in Glasgow.